You're listening to SBS News.
A lot of good games going on.
It's a lot.
Today.
It's going to be hard to get them on stream. It's not a lot.
It's not a tough out today. Excuse me, not an easy out. Oh.
A live stream of a video game tournament has captured the moment a gunman opened fire in the latest of a long line of mass shootings in the United States. Amid a series of gunshots, people can be heard screaming before the footage cuts off. The disturbing video was broadcast online as part of a live stream of the so-called Madden 19 game tournament being held in the Florida city of Jacksonville. Madden is a popular multiplayer video game based on the US National Football League. The shooting unfolded at an open-air entertainment and shopping complex called The Landing, where the tournament was being staged as a regional qualifier for finals to be held in Las Vegas. It's believed the gunman was a gamer who had been competing and lost, although authorities are yet to confirm a motive. This witness told a local reporter he saw a man running through the area as he opened fire.
I was right over there by the park, and I seen him running with a gun.
You saw someone running with a gun?
Yeah. And I saw him shooting and stuff like that. And so that's when...
Was he shooting when he was running through the park?
Yeah, just about, yeah.
Other witnesses have described chaotic scenes.
Screaming, just shooting, I hear gunshots, people just running, pushing each other, just getting out of the landing, trying to get out of there.
People was coming out through the back screaming, people was coming out through the front, people was shot, like... I seen the girl, she's not little, but she's young. Like, she probably was a high schooler, shot in the leg. Yeah, I don't know where on the leg. They was carrying her out, shot, like.
US media is reporting another player who witnessed the attack said the gunman appeared to target several victims before killing himself. Jacksonville Police Sheriff Mike Williams says an investigation is underway.
Here's what we know up to this point. We have no outstanding suspects at this time. No outstanding suspects. We have one suspect in this case. He is deceased. At the scene at this point. He is a white male and we are still working to confirm his identity. We have deceased victims at the scene. We also have injured people at the hospital and we will release counts later on.
Sheriff Williams says authorities are working with a number of witnesses to canvass more information about the attack, including a possible motivation. He urged the public to stay away from the area.
We would encourage people not to come downtown to spectate. We don't need that at this point. We got a very large crime scene downtown, a very large perimeter on this crime scene, and we will divert you away from that, obviously.
The shooting comes amid fierce debate about US gun laws. That debate has gained pace in the wake of the Parkland High School shooting in Florida in February, where 17 people, most students, were shot dead. Survivors of the school shooting have expressed their sorrow at news of another mass shooting in the state. Delaney Tarr, one of the organisers of the student-led March for Our Lives movement, has tweeted, "Once again, my head hurts, and all of me is so angry. We cannot accept this as our reality." Florida has suffered multiple shootings in recent years. In June 2016, 49 people were killed in an attack on a gay nightclub in Orlando. Reggie Gaffney, a Jacksonville City Council member, says he will be rallying the community in an effort to tackle the seemingly relentless shootings.
Every day now you wake up, it seems as though somebody getting shot. One of my biggest frustrations with not just Jacksonville, but with America now is we keep forgetting to tackle a real issue in this gun violence. And it started off in some other city, in some other state, now it's in our backyard. And so I'm going to be asking all the clergy, all the business owners, as well as all the politicians local, that we really need to come together and take a look at. I know we don't control gun laws, but we need to take a look at our local laws and see what we can do.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio says the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives are investigating the shooting. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has confirmed President Donald Trump has been briefed on the incident. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.